The upper floor was quiet except for faint strains of music coming from the end of the hallway. Yellow light spilled out of an open doorway. Alira itched to check the closed doors on either side, but she first had to play her part. She stepped into the lit doorway. It opened into a lavish bedchamber, with walls painted in vivid frescoes of erotic scenes. The bed in the center of the room was more of a round divan, piled with silk pillows and a fur coverlet, all of them in purest white that reminded Alira of Queen Byleth's chambers back in Aragosh. The music emanated from a silver orb that floated above the bed. Nimur, the lord of the manor, stood at a sideboard with a glass of brown liquor in his hand. He was an older man and wore a somber suit of red and black. Alira didn't expect to see his wife sitting on the divan in a low-cut gown. They both smiled as she entered.
Oh, Nimur, this one is exceptional. Just look at those gorgeous blue eyes.
The lord came over and held out a second glass to Alira.
Oh, I had no idea she was coming tonight, Jovinka. What a lovely surprise.
We'll have to send Mistress Anuka something to show our appreciation.
Lord Nimur smiled.
Indeed we shall. My dear, would you mind letting us see more of you?
He leaned closer.
My wife enjoys it more if you take it slow.
Alira nodded shyly and reached for the clasps of her dress. She unfastened one and let the fabric fall to reveal her left breast. Lady Lemapetra leaned back into the pillows.
Oh, so lovely.
While her husband sat in a chair by the sideboard, Lady Lemapetra beckoned to Alira.
Come here, my little dove.
Alira made a show of taking off her slippers one at a time, never taking her gaze off the woman. Lady Lemapetra's smile grew as she writhed on the divan. As Alira walked closer, she toyed with her right shoulder clasp, playing the tease.
Oh.
She bent down as if to kiss the lady. Instead, she blew a gentle stream of air while sprinkling fine dust from her right hand into the woman's open mouth. Lady Lemapetra's eyes opened wide. Quickly, Alira embraced her, pretending at lust as she placed one hand over her mouth to keep her from crying out. Lady Lemapetra struggled for a moment in Alira's embrace before she went limp, her eyes drooping halfway shut. Alira stood back up. Lord Lemapetra looked over at his wife sprawled on the divan. He was clearly aroused by the sight.
I must say, my dear, you must have a magic touch. I've never seen her overcome so swiftly.
Alira sauntered over to where he sat as the rest of her dress fell away, drawing his eyes.
Mistress Anuka schooled me in the arts of love herself, my lord.
Did she?
He licked his lips as he stared at her chest.
How interesting.
Alira bent down until their faces were almost touching. She lifted her right hand. She pursed her lips and blew, and the dust puffed into his face. Lord Nimur jerked back.
What was that?
He slouched back in his chair before he could finish his question. Alira checked his eyes to be sure he was under, and then got to work. After fastening up her dress, she wiped the last of the dust from her hands. The blue lotus pollen worked fast. Lord and Lady Lemapetra would enjoy a long sleep filled with wondrous dreams, giving her time to accomplish what she'd come to do. Taking an oil lamp, Alira left the bedroom.